And so it is, dear Shambhara, that we continue the energy of this gathering of Shaudi Lovan. We continue the energies of Metatron, all of Shambhara, all over the world, and of I, Tobias. As you probably have felt from our last Shaud here, this is no longer the time for armchair metaphysicians. No longer the time to just be studying the material, just be waiting for your monthly dose of energy coming through. It is time to be the teachers. That is the reason why you chose to come back here to Earth in this time. That is why you chose to come back with this new type of lifetime, which isn't a succession or progression of your past lives, but it's totally different and totally new. Not built on the past, but built right now. As we move forward with Shambhara in these years to come, as you get out to do your teaching, again, it will come in many different forms. But all of the energies, all the resources will be there for you in the now. Planning will be difficult to do. It will be difficult to predetermine the outcome. It will be difficult to even predetermine what you're going to need for the teaching that you're going to do. But you'll discover that it is absolutely there in each now moment. When you need it, not too little and not too much. This is a new energy efficiency. It's a new energy type of flow. It will be there. You're going to discover that it is always there, and then you're going to let go of this old type of worrying that you do. And you're just going to come to understand that it is always there. Every time you need a particular resource, every time you need some type of energy, you're going to discover that it is just there. It is an evolution of this whole type of Merlin energy, but taken to the next step, the next stage. And you're going to understand that we are not gifting it to you, that you are manifesting it yourself. Some of you are a bit frightened to take that step. You're saying, but I need more information, and you're not going to get any more. Because then you're going to start thinking about it. And the moment you start thinking about it, you're going to corrupt the very nature of the energy and the work that you're doing. You are about to experience an incredible new portion of your service here on Earth right now. A new stage. And as we said, we know, and we're going to already tell Kaudra and Linda and the staff of the Crimson Circle that there are many that may go away. There are many more that we feel are going to step up to this new role and a new type of service. And Shambhara, it is difficult to explain in words the profound difference that it's going to make in your life. So we'll use an example that's still unfolding right now. But a live human, two live humans that you can talk to, that you can look them in the eye, and that you can ask them about their experience. You can see that it can be done. Two that we're speaking about are Garrett and Andra, the one you call Norma. They came to a point in their lives, not so very long ago, where they felt very confused, disoriented, and disillusioned. They wanted very much to be doing this new energy type of work, but yet they held many obstacles between them and actually doing it. They'd gotten into, and we hope you don't mind us speaking about you so openly, they got into such a point in their life where they felt that there was only two choices. Go forward, take that big leap, or absolutely get out. Leave the planet, so to speak. Obviously, they didn't leave the planet. They couldn't have stayed in neutral. An event had to occur in their life to get them out of neutral. Many of you know what that event was, but it had such a profound impact on them, made them get down to the soul level of why they were here, the importance of why they were here, they made a decision. With that decision, and with taking that great leap of their own faith, with saying that, yes, we do choose to be the teachers, whatever it takes to be the teachers, we will do it. And they did. They didn't plan it out. They didn't draw out a plan of action on pieces of paper. They simply, deeply agreed. In a very short time, everything changed. They're now doing a work that is a passion. They're now traveling all over the world, as so many of you would love to do. They are now filled with abundance, and the abundance in their life is just going to continue. We're talking abundance of the finances. We're talking about the abundance of the health and energy. Even their own relationship with each other changed and came to a new level. There are human examples of what can happen. Perhaps you don't have to go as extreme in getting there. But in a sense, Garrett gave of himself in service to say, look, here's what happens. You expect anything. Would he change that experience? We're going to let him answer. Would you change that experience? Not one bit. Not one bit. Because it opened new doorways. It opened a new authentic nature for both of them. And it brought them to what they came here to Earth to do. Neither one of them had to be here. Both of them, as a matter of fact, were bored for many years, waiting for the consciousness of humans to catch up so they could start doing their work. They are still learning how to get into the flow of it, how to become very energy efficient in what they do. And the energy efficiency means that they can do more, enjoy more, have more, be more satisfied. It is an example for all of you. Doesn't mean you need to run out tomorrow and quit your job. Doesn't mean that you have to take any drastic moves. Oh, the moves will happen for you. Once you agree that you're ready to be this new energy teacher, that you're ready to work in these areas that we discussed today, that you're ready to be your sovereign self and work with the essence energy of Crimson Circle as a support mechanism on Earth and to work with those in the Crimson Council, everything starts happening. Everything starts coming in. Truly. Some of it at times is unsettling to your human nature when you have to go through an operation, when you have the scare of cancer as Garrett did. It will certainly shake up your human nature. And again, we're not saying you have to use that drastic of an example. But you have to be prepared for changes in your life. You're not just trying to build on your old human foundation. You're not just trying to become a bigger, smarter, better looking, richer human. And if you are, you're going to find that this energy backfires. But as you get out and do your passion, you teach in these areas that we have discussed today, what happens is that these other things naturally come along. Your newly integrated energy, along with your passion for teaching, will automatically draw in more energy for you, more money, better looks, whatever it is, the resources to support your work. We know so many of you are worried about weight. You're going to find once you get into your true passion, you're not having to carry around old energy. You don't have to store it up. It was a very inefficient way of banking energy. You're going to find that the food you need for today is taken in energetically, disposed of properly for what you don't need. Your biology will balance itself out. So many of you expend tremendous amounts of energy worrying about your weight, battling your weight. And as you go into this next level, it just automatically works. We know There are some who would disagree with this statement, but you're going to find it to be quite true. Life changes. Life changes. Now, you can sit right now and worry about, but what about my children? What about my husband? What about my business? All of these other things. Shambhar, you have to let that go. You have to disconnect from it. We're not going to make any guarantees or promises. We're not in that business. But we'll ask you again to talk to Andra and to Garrett and say, but what does happen? Look what happened to their house after they went through this process. It got taken away. The house that they were renting got replaced with the bigger, beautiful house that they actually own. You see, there is a evolution of energy that takes place. But you can't plan it. You can't expect a guarantee. You can't demand a limited outcome. It's about staying wide open. So with that, we will attempt to answer those who are bold enough to come before us today for questions.
Okay. Let's see. Tobias, can you tell me some specific details on how to build an efficient hydrogen generator reactor that is far better than what we know now that would run our largest gas and or diesel motors in our largest vehicles? What technical areas of research should we be looking into to build an efficient hydrogen system? And can a conversion from gas to hydrogen be done in a simplistic manner using our existing vehicles?
Indeed. We're going to answer that by saying that water has tremendous amounts of energy already contained within it. But we're going to say that there are yet more efficient ways of energy production. We see that the hydrogen has a very short-term value. One of the areas that we are also going to be establishing within the Crimson Circle with you is the energy research and development, literally about new sources of energy. We're going to be talking about with a select group about energy that is contained specifically within gravity, which is actually a very efficient use once it is harnessed, about energy that is also contained in what you would call types of waveforms or frequencies that are floating around in the air, free to use. Hydrogen, the amount of energy needed to produce energy from hydrogen is relatively inefficient. It will only satisfy a small percent of the world's energy needs on a short-term basis. So we're going to leapfrog over that and be working in some other areas of energy research. Thank you.
Thank you for the call to the teachers and the stewards for our future, the teachers and the stewards of industry, of education, of art. And as I sat there listening to you talk about that, I started wondering, where will these paths come together? We've talked about Shambhar University. My old energy thinking probably is involved in my questions of where is this place? Is it a place? Is it a cyber place? Is it only within each one of us? And when I get to that point, I think that's very lonely. I'd like to talk to other people. But I'm wondering, is there a place of engagement? You said no resources or libraries or anything like that, but a place where if people are wanting to share this information about energy resources or about new educational energies, a place to come together through the Crimson Circle so we can meet each other rather than just hoping we run into someone on the street who believes or feels the same way we feel.
Indeed. This will come together based on our reading of Shambhar and our working together with Shambhar will come together in a variety of ways. There is not a single answer. You will find that within a few short weeks of time will be the first announcement of the first Shambhar Service Center. It will come about, we're going to, Calder is arguing with us here. We're going to ask him to make this announcement as soon as it is feasible. From there, you're going to see that this physical location for the first Shambhar Center and Shambhar University starts to then duplicate itself in other countries, in other locations, even here in North America. That once the first energy is birthed or the first location is manifested, then it will start to proliferate. But also understand the value of the virtual Schomburg University, the internet, which is also being worked on now. And Calder is telling us that announcement will come in July about the virtual university. And through your internet, it is very feasible to connect and communicate with Schomburg all over the world, to hold classes and simply to get together. There's probably going to be more of a need or a desire from Schomburg to have gatherings that don't have a particular name on them or particular structure. In other words, they don't have to be a certain type of school. It doesn't have to have a rigid format for a gathering. There's going to be a tremendous need for Schomburg just to get together with each other with a relatively loose format and then watch how the energy evolves from that gathering, particularly gatherings of 50 to 100 Schomburg teachers who are actively teaching, and then watch what happens. So you ask an excellent question, and these are going to be manifesting and be announced very soon.
Thank you.
Okay, I would like to know if true understanding of each other is possible. Do angels understand each other completely when you communicate? And do you understand us humans?
No.
Or is there always something between us that you and us do not understand?
As long as an angel or a human maintains a certain block, an energy block, it is impossible to penetrate that or to see, or to understand them totally. The vast majority of humans have blocks or shields. And there's this old concept that God or the angels can see everything and know everything, but a human can easily hide themselves. So even the highest level angel is not truly able to get deep inside. This is a gift that every being gave themselves. It's a certain type of privacy protection. So it makes communications very difficult, because even the angels, and you have to understand, angels are nothing but non-physical beings. Just being having the title angel doesn't mean that make them special or right or particularly perceptive. Even angels play games or hide themselves. So communications is very difficult. There is a concern on both realms, human and angelic, that if you let your guard down, you let your defenses down, then it opens you to abuse, people stealing your energy. While this is not true, most entities operate this way, so communications are very, very difficult. Once you totally let down those guards, you'll understand that nothing can hurt you. You're not going to have some demonic force coming into your life. You're going to understand that you are the center point of all of your essence. Nobody can take it away from you, particularly when you're operating in compassion. When you're not trying to change anything else, nothing else will try to change you. Call it being invisible, if you want. When you're in total compassion, what you would call a dark force or a negative force won't even see you, because there is, you are not casting a shadow. So, thank you.
Hi, Tobias. After completing the ESS course, it became clear to me that I needed to leave my husband, and I've made
it. You have to take that up with Saint Germain. I don't.
Yeah.
Continue.
So I made a choice to do that, and but my question is, how is this going to help me, and how is this connected to being authentic and to what you talked about today? So I hope you can help me understand this, because I'm going to face a lot of opposition, and I'm going to need a lot of internal strength to do this. Mm.
You have the strength, and the opposition won't be nearly what you think it is. There is an imbalanced energy connection that you have been aware of for a long time. you're being authentic with yourself that by saying that you need to get away in order for the energy balance to come back. In a situation like this, you are, I'm just saying, Calder also gets a little upset when we offer a relationship advice, but you are following your heart, knowing that it is the current way is not going to work out. So you back away, you let the energies come back into their own balance. Perhaps you will find that at some other point you come back with this dear one, or perhaps you know that it is simply time to go on. So what you're really asking for is confirmation, and you have it from us, because the energies were definitely not balanced. The love can still be there, and you will probably find that in the long run this is better for both of you. Things you've already felt within you, you're simply acting out. So we want you to understand that you have the strength to do this, and your demons are more in your mind than they're going to be for real.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I decided to stay here several times, and I still find myself in my depths that I want to go, as if I cannot convince myself fully to stay. Now I feel as if I'm very sick and I choose to stay here healthy, but I slip into wanting to go. Am I really as ill as I feel, and how can I decide to entirely stay or go?
Indeed. It's been difficult for many, many Chambra to stay here on Earth prior to the time being right. We've gone through 7 years now of discussions about the nature of humanity and energy and divinity. It has taken a long, long time, but yet, from our perspective, it has gone quite quickly. You came here, all of you came here, as teachers. You came here to do your love and your passion and your service work. You've been in a holding pattern for a long time, so you have felt that perhaps you don't need to stay on Earth. Now that you are ready, we are ready, and humanity is ready, you're going to find a different level of passion. You're going to find that it's not even a question anymore of staying or leaving. It's not even a wild desire to hold on to life. It just is. You're in your passion. You're doing what you want to do. That is why we say everything starts coming into your life, all the resources and tools, and any feeling of boredom, any feeling of lack of fulfillment, just evaporate. Again, we're going to ask you to speak to Andra and Garrett about their own experiences with this energy and how it changes once you are in your passion. Thank you.
Tobias, I have made a choice to totally rebalance my body. And since I've made that choice, it seems that, well, what my brain calls hot flashes have increased to the point where I feel like I'm having my own global warming, you should say. And so my question is, we know that this is more than it seems. How much of this is really what our old medical would term menopause, and how much of this is my body, the energy changing, and should I be continuing trying to suppress this heat in my body through herbs and vitamins, or should I just embrace it? Or give me some other advice, whatever.
Indeed. When you made a choice for your body to rebalance itself, if any of you do this, expect some change to take place. Some of you wonder why you have diarrhea. That's a fairly simple answer. Why you go through hot flashes, or why you feel great changes in your body? Because you've made a choice. You've made a choice for change. Now things have to readjust. Your body's going to flush it out or transform it one way or the other. Heat generally has to do with transmutation. You are transmuting many of the old energies. You in particular have so many, love affairs with your past life that you're still holding on to in your physical body. You don't have any past lives. You are you right now. So just let go of that concept, and your body doesn't have to work so hard to try to cope with them. Your attempts to, what you say, suppress, just the word itself causes us to shudder. It's not a, you shouldn't be suppressing anything. You should be working with, you should be flowing with the natural and new rhythms of your body. Saint Germain talked recently to All Chambre about getting off of the supplements. Many of you are packing, filling your bodies up with supplements. You buy everything and anything that comes out. Your body can balance itself if you give it a chance and you give it authority to do it. It is your body. You have the right to give it authority. The minute you start tinkering with it, pushing all sorts of supplements, you're telling your body it is not wise enough to handle itself. You're telling it that it shouldn't be doing its natural balancing work. And, of course, it obeys. It obeys. Of course, it laughs at you while you're stuffing it with all of these other things that are, how to say, relatively inappropriate, especially for a new energy body. So we're going to ask you to withdraw from these supplements. Give your body permission to heal itself. Then watch what happens. It might be hot flashes for a period of time. It might be a sore throat. It might be other discharges Coldred does not want us to mention here. But, but emphasis on the butt. But your body is going through a process. It's responding to what you called a choice. Now go along with it. Don't steal it. Don't take away this beautiful process that it's going through. It doesn't even matter if you want to label it menopause or metapause or any other thing. It is just about it's adjusting itself. And again, we keep asking to go back to Andra and Garrett and talk to them about, particularly about the physical, the biological adjustment.
Thank you.
Is there a reason why you're so preoccupied with the butt? I am Patrice from Tokyo and would be glad if you would ask this question. About 10 years ago, I noticed among Japanese people an increase of a severe condition called, I'm going to spell it out, A-T-O-P-I-E. It affects adults and kids and may constitute a very heavy burden on them. I have the feeling that it would need just a slight shift in consciousness to cure globally all people affected by this problem. Don't know why, but I feel a call about working on this matter. Any ideas about why and any hint about how to contribute to releasing and healing of the land on that aspect? Thank you.
Indeed. This is directly attributable to blockages, energy blockages in the brain. And it is attributable to imbalance in what you would call the heart energy. If you bring these back together, if you open up the heart and allow the proper flow, you'll find that this symptom goes away. But the challenge is going to be getting out of the mind, opening this heart area and bringing back the natural flow, because there are, particularly in your society, there's going to be a great, great resistance to it. Thank you.
Yeah, Tobias, nice seeing you here, sitting there, smiling and loving us all. Yeah, Tobias, you know what? Why I'm here. yeah, okay.
Ask the question so the audience knows.
Yeah, I'm going to ask Linda. But I have to go around the bush first because it's a history. I have to tell a little bit of a history. I was ready to move to Thailand last year and decided when I was visiting with my husband that I'm coming. And then when I returned to Austria, I put my house on sale and it didn't go through until December again. And December was the time that I go and visit my husband every year for a couple of months. And he's an American living in Thailand, and I'm a Thai living in Austria. And yeah, It's a little bit strange situation, but I didn't do anything about it. It just happened. Like, it just didn't plan, and we didn't get a divorce. We just separate. Okay. So now, after talking to you a little bit in December at the seminar there, Clarity, I got some insight and didn't know anymore where I should move to. And then I went to Thailand. Everybody was excited, my family, of course, and my husband. And they all wanted me to move back to Thailand. But this time I decided I'm not going to involve with what they wanted me to do. I decided to be Teresa. But Teresa have planned this trip 3-4 months ahead of time to be Teresa, because I'm tired of pleasing others. And then, okay, suddenly I went to Norma's depression seminar with Kuan Yin, and then again San Chimong for the Dream Walker in Zurich. And then I went home, and suddenly something happened. Yeah, where the house? I put the house on sale again. Where are you going? Well, Kuan Yin and Metatron sent me here, and they are with me. I said, you guys have to accompany me. And I went to upstate New York to look at the place and to feel and to feel and to feel. I was there 10 days. And everybody welcomed me. I used to live there once upon a time. And, it was very positive. And now I don't know if I'm moving there or not. And I'm letting it happen. And but I'm going home. And so I would like to ask you, Thailand, okay, was it my destination seat? Because when I was, living in Austria, I said one of these days I'm going home and die there. So was it my destination seat? And the second one is, am I moving to America, the country that I love so much, and also the people? But I was born in Thailand. So could you please give me some insight?
Indeed.
Thank you so much.
And before you leave the microphone, I'm going to ask you something very simple. And as you were speaking here, and Shambro was tuning into your energy, and you were bringing out an issue not just for yourself, but for all of Shambro. Many Shambra already know the answer. It is about the fear of making a choice, the fear of saying, this is what I want to do. You've been trained not to think or feel or act for Teresa. You've been trained to not make your own choices. This is something that Saint Germain is very emphatic about, very demanding, that it's time to start making choices and then watch how the results unfold. You're waiting for me to make a choice for you? Sorry, I can't do that.
No, you are not.
You were waiting for Saint Germain, Kuan Yin, many others. You were
just
disguising
a little confirmation.
You're disguising it as a bit of advice, but we're all standing back waiting for you to make a damn choice.
I like to be in America. Okay, by me in America.
Once you make a choice, then all of the energies come in to support it. You couldn't, you were having difficulty selling the house because you hadn't made a choice. You were having difficulty in other things in your life because of a choice. So you've been programmed, Teresa and Shambra, not to make choices. You've been programmed even by your new age to just, let spirit take care of it. You are spirit. So what are you going to choose? And we're going to ask you right now, because you have been so bold and daring, where do you want to live? And be specific.
America.
That's a big country. Now, let's be a bit more specific here, because you'll find yourself wandering the highways and byways.
I'm a teacher.
That's not a location.
No. Upstate New York.
So it is. Now, watch what happens here, Shambra and Teresa. You've made a choice, upstate New York. So the energies start flowing in right now. Not a year from now, but right now. Everything just shifted because you made a choice. That was one of the hardest things for you to do. You believe that you make choices, but you don't. You and most humans don't make choices. You're afraid of choices. You decide what you don't want, but you never choose what you do want. It's a very simple principle. Choose it. You cannot make a bad choice. And when you were going through your process here, you were thinking, what is a good choice? What is a bad choice? You can't make a bad choice. Shambhra has an energy, you have an energy, that will balance itself. So you make a choice, and at least you have energy moving now. You have something flowing. Now, the choice is yours, and now you give it its own life, its own creation. Watch how it starts working. You may be attracted to upstate New York for a period of time. Then energy keeps flowing, and as long as you're flowing with it, then new opportunities are going to open. And you may say in a year from now, I truly need to be in Chicago or Colorado or wherever. But the important thing here is to be to be bold and willing to make a choice. Choice is like the new energy fuel. It's a fuel that gets things moving, gets things going again. So you made a choice. Now watch to see what happens. And don't go back to anybody for confirmation. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. You made a choice. Start moving with it.
I'm only 63, Tobias.
Val,
thank you.
Have a long
I'm
time
ready
to go.
For it.
A yes, long time.
Thank you very much.
Last question.
A few more.
Oh, do you need to talk to Coldra about that?
Okay. Hi, Tobias.
Hi.
I'd like to ask you about my connection to Green Pyramid. It came to me a couple of years ago in my dream. And I know that I need to use it somehow in my life. And especially I'd like to get some insight how I can utilize it with my energy work. And whether it is something that from old energy, whether if it's, I can use it now.
Indeed. Because of what some of your past lives did, there is a connection that flows through. And because sometimes what you call the pyramid energy, and the pyramid energy you are tapping into right now, exists on a non-physical realm. You find yourself going there, and again, this is partly because of what would be your past life energies, which are not you anymore. But you find yourself going to this tool of the pyramid. Now we're going to ask you to let that go. It comes from the old energy, and it stays in the old energy in terms of its ability to produce results, particularly for you right now. You don't need tools like the pyramid to work in. You need the very simple tools, as we just explained to Teresa, making a choice and being the creator. Sometimes these things are a crutch for many Shambhra. You get locked into them, and we're not saying that they're negative, but they're limited. We're going into new territory now. And we're going to ask you and all of you to let go of some of the old crutches because they limit the outcome. That is the biggest reason we're asking you to let them go. They limit the outcome. So thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Last question.
Hi, Tobias. Just quickly, what is happening with my job?
In Mexico. Okay.
Indeed. Jobs that you, your job, and we're speaking here to many Shambhra as well, most jobs are from the old energy. They were a kind of a type of holding pattern for you. They're a way of just existing while this new energy came into being, and while we were going through our discussions about preparation for being a teacher. So the best thing with any of you who have jobs is to let them go. And what we mean by that is energetically disconnect. Even imagine yourself just letting it go, letting it float off like a balloon filled with helium. That doesn't mean that you have to quit. It doesn't mean that you're going to be fired. It means that you're releasing your dependency on it so that a different type of, passion can come into place. And when you release that old job and the old way of getting a paycheck, you're going to be surprised at the type of, the new opportunities that come into your life. So many humans and Shambha are still dependent on a job. And we've said to so many before, when we get into this true teaching, you're going to find that it's very difficult to work for another company. It's going to be very important for you to be doing your own type of work. So let the job go. It is a wonderful thing.
All righty.
One more question.
One more.
Hi, I have a question. You talk about the new medicine. And right now I'm quite confused because my doctor says that I have to be operated from some tumors in my womb. And alternative medicine people tells me that I shouldn't have this operation. So what do you recommend me right now that we don't know this medicine you're telling us about? What can I do?
Indeed, we're going to be having more discussions about energy medicine. And it's going to incorporate alternative and even traditional, but we're going to take it to a different level. There is nothing wrong with either alternative or traditional. We're going to use the example of traditional medicine right now or surgery. You basically, if you choose to have surgery, you are making a choice that you want to live. And you are doing it through surgery. But you can affect also the speed of healing and the effectiveness of the surgery that takes place. You don't have to just put yourself in the hands of doctors or the medical professional. You can actively participate in the entire energetic process of the surgery. This at right now would probably be the most expedient way to get rid of these tumors. Ultimately, there is going to be even more efficient technology that comes about. But if you choose to have the operation, participate in it. Make a choice that you want your body cleared of all of these things. Make a choice that you want to live and stay here on the earth. Make a choice that you're going to have your body from all time forward keep a balance, keep a loving balance on itself so that cancer virus is never even attracted into your physical body anymore. There's nothing wrong with traditional medicine or alternative, but right now what's so important and for you and for all of Shambha is to make your choice and integrate your desire to continue living in this physical body. It's going to have a profound impact on the results of the surgery if you choose to have that. Thank you.
Thank you.
And with that, Shambha, and with that, we're going to bring this clarity series to an end. We're going to be going into some new territory in our next series, the teacher series. We're going to be talking about teacher tools and teacher experiences. We're going to be talking about what it is like working with the humans and some of the challenges that you come up with. But it's not going to be about you. We're not going to go into lengthy discussions now about what you need to do in your life. We'll come back with reminders because it can be easy to get off course. We're going to ask that during our question and answer sessions in the teacher series that they be focused on questions about teaching, about how to be a more efficient teacher, how to handle certain situations that you encounter. Shambha, it's an illusion that you have any of these problems or difficulties, that it's an illusion that you come from your past life. It's an illusion that you have karma or need to work on things. You chose to come back in this lifetime. You had already ascended. You had already done it. You were sitting up there drinking wine and smoking cigars with the grand masters. You gave of yourself to be here in service. So we look forward to doing a very special, thing with all of Schomburg next month at the annual gathering. If you can't be there in person, do try to tune in. And so it is.